The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. One of the earliest memories I have was crawling around under a table. I was about 4 years old. My mom was helping Girl Scouts. My older sister, 5 years older than me, was in Girl Scouts. And while under the table, crawling around, bunk, I bumped the head of somebody. And I went, "Hello, who are you?" And he said, "Chris, who are you?" "Well, I'm Dave." And that was such a funny moment because Chris and I became super good friends from that point on. In kindergarten, in grade school, I remember many times going to Chris's house and playing. He'd come to my house and play all the way through grade school. Best I know, they didn't go to church, just from what Chris said. And if they did, I found out later, it was the Unitarian Universalist Church, which just seeks to help you be a better person in life. They don't speak about the triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, that we're sinners, that we need to be saved, or there's hope for salvation, or any of that. Just, this is the life we have, be a better person. Chris and I drifted apart, I guess it was in junior high, when we left elementary school and went to the middle school. It was many years later, I was a pastor, and I came back to Wausau and guest preached at my home congregation, Trinity. I was probably in my late 20s. And as I was greeting people as they were leaving church, she says, "Hi, I don't know if you remember me. I'm Chris's mom." And I said, "Oh, yeah." And we shared a few moments, and she spoke about how she remembered me being at her house playing with Chris, and that it was now wonderful that God was working in my life and helped me to be a pastor. And she said, "And you give me hope." I think it was later that day, actually, my mom told me that her Chris's dad killed himself a couple years ago. And if you remember me saying about the Unitarian Universalist Church, they just speak about bettering yourself in this life because that's all you have, which meant she really wasn't given any hope from that congregation. I don't remember exactly what I said in that sermon anymore. I do remember alluding to the fact that I was blind and grew up here at my home congregation, but that God had blessed me and he's helping me, and he can help anyone in the midst of their struggles, and he gives us hope for eternal life. I know all those things were there. And I think that's what she linked on to for giving hope. Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 1, verse 12 and following, "Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel." He was writing them from Rome in a prison. He was thrown into jail. That's what he's referring to about how it has advanced the gospel. He's been in jail. Now, going on verse 13, "As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I'm in chains for Christ. Because of my chains, most of my brothers have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly." In other words, as I heard somebody else say, God connects the dots. I don't know if you know that phrasing. You have dots with numbers, and I remember doing this as a kid, and you draw the lines from, you got to find one and two and three, and it gets you all over the place. And it, when you've done all, first, when you look at all the dots, it's just real confusing. It'd be like a whole page of Braille dots. But when you draw the lines, it makes a picture. God is drawing the lines. One of our listeners wrote me a similar situation that had happened to her, Gloria. And if you're listening, Gloria, hello. In fact, Gloria said to me that when her husband died, she was blind at that time, and so her son invited her to come and live with her and her daughter-in-law. Gloria said of her daughter-in-law, "We had wonderful conversations about salvation, grace, and mercy, this world and the next. I can tell that she," my daughter-in-law, "has come to know the Lord Jesus as her Lord and Savior." Gloria was devastated. She had lost her husband, and then she lost her home. She was grateful that her son and daughter-in-law would welcome her into her home, but she had faced so many losses at that moment, and she wondered why. But God had something greater in mind, to connect Gloria with the daughter-in-law so that Gloria might share and shine her light, share the gospel and shine the light that in Jesus we have hope in this life and the next. God connects the dots. We only see things as dots. He sees the picture as he draws the lines. It's not that God makes bad things happen, but he uses these things and our shining our gospel light, our sharing the gospel in the midst of these bad things with those around us that others might be reached by God. That's why Paul said in verse 12, "Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel." That's our God. He connects the dots to make good come from what we seem is not so good. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you connect the dots, that you take the simple things of our life, just our being a Christian, and use them to influence other people, that they might see that there is hope for this life and for the next. Lord, help us always to view that, especially when things aren't going well during a day, things aren't pleasant like we would want, to see that you are at work connecting the dots. Help our faith. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. I'd love to hear from you. You can write me how God is connecting the dots in your life. You can do so at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.